what the world is bombarding us with.
Yes.
As young men, it is a matter of having boyfriends and girlfriends and entering into something that's not good. But even after that, and there are Christian homes that are being affected by the very same thing. I think it's very important that when marriage takes place, that's it. We're stuck for life. There is no way out. But then, there is no way out. So think 30 times. Think 130 times. Think 230 times before you enter into a relationship, because that's it. There is no way out. There is no way out. Young people, it is important to understand these principles and to take hold of them now. There are Christian homes that are being affected because of the unfaithfulness of the husband or the unfaithfulness of the wife. In the earlier days, you know, you used to only hear about the husbands who were unfaithful. But it's the same thing now. It's the same thing. The world, I mean, it's like a soap opera. You see this garbage day in and day out, and you expect that this is how people live and this is how Christians live. No. As we have heard, we die to the world. The world's way of thinking, the world's way of doing things. And don't try to justify it by, well, it's friendship. Don't fool no one. You can fool people, but you know what? It's even silly and stupid. It doesn't fool people. After all, the Lord is watching every action and every word. This is something that you have to know now. You might say, well, what are you talking about? This is something for people who are married or people who are getting married. I'm still in high school. But think that this is the way, the progress that you have to go through until you get to that relationship. That death has to take upon them. When you marry somebody, you are committed. Christ loved the assembly and gave himself for her. That's it. That's it. That relationship went all the way. That love made him go all the way to death. And he is now, the only thing that he's occupied with is his son. He cares about her. He nourishes and cherishes her. That's all what he does. And for every husband, that's his responsibility. And for every wife, that's her responsibility. Only her husband. Nobody else. Nobody else. And if the world thinks this is a backward and a stone age stuff, let the world think whatever they want. Since when we're going to take our advice and we're going to regulate our life by the TV and by the people of the world and by the movies. It is the word of God. It is the word of God. It is the word of God. And if you don't say that, that's because we have no life in ourselves. It's very important that these principles that brought in today, that you guys take hold of even now, so you could pass them on to others. Because as we would see, there is fruit of that relationship that will have impact. I'm sure Ruth have taught her children and her grandchildren the ways of the Lord. We wish that David had heard it, so he would not sin and cause grief to himself, to his family, and to the whole kingdom.
You know, it also brings you back to that previous discussion of being separate from the world. Because if you just were to map out a young adult's life through the assembly, you have, you know, a conference like this maybe two or three times a year. Maybe once every 3 or 4 years, the topic of marriage is brought up. But then you're constantly on television, wherever it might be, in the movies, you know, the idea of the sanctity of marriage, it doesn't even on the news, the idea of marriage is put down and ridiculed, and, you know, it's totally demoralized, and it's something, what does it mean anymore? And while a Christian might say, well, I know that's not right, you know, it eats away at you, and the more you let yourself, you know, subject to these things that, you know, you might not even think, you know, it's in PG movies, it's in G movies, you know. It's not just the things that are bad. There's a lot of things that are underneath the surface. And eventually, your perception of what marriage is, you know, the world may win. You might get married in the assembly. You might have a nice wedding and have great verses and everything. But really, your idea of what it means to be married and so on is based solely or mostly on what the world defined it as. So you really need to be separate from the world, and it's a difficult thing. You have to bring yourself away from these things, because there is a great thing in it.
We have said that the idea of marriage in this world, that it's basically this. When it comes to marriage, everybody does what is right in his own eyes. That's essentially what it is. So a man can marry a man, a woman can marry a woman, we can get divorced, remarry 10 times. Do whatever is right in your own eyes. But we have a standard. And I was reminded last night at our reading that the Word of God is suitable for every aspect of our lives. Remember, it's the ordinances, it's the statutes, it's the testimonies, whatever word there is that suggests the area of life that that we might need advice, the Word of God is suitable for everything. So if there are any questions, if there's any doubt, then we need to sit in the Word and ask the Lord to show us.
It's very subtle. You know, if you get a divorce rate among Christians, at least among us, it's probably very low. But who knows what it'll be 35 years from now, 40 years from now, because it's not, I mean, most of us know, I myself know, that I'm not going to get divorced. I mean, that's just not the Christian thing. However,
can Julian say
no, she's not going anywhere. But, you know, it's how you treat your wife or how you treat your husband and how, when you get married and whom you get married to, these are things that will be affected by what the brother here was just saying about the idea of getting married, and it's not really a big deal, you know? So it's very important that we keep ourselves and our mind and our thoughts and our eyes and our ears away from these things.
Keep yourself in the field of Boaz. In the field of Boaz, you get everything, and you get Boaz himself. That's what we need to keep ourselves. Don't go into any other field, because they might have different ways of thinking. They might have different ways of doing things. And you end up with a disaster. Stay in the field of Boaz. That's what he said. Stay in the field of Boaz. Stay in the Word of God. Stay in the local assembly. Stay, and again, constantly, day in and day out, if you are 20, if you are 15, if you are 30, if you are 40, if you are 50, if you are 60, don't think that 40 and 50 and 60 years old people do not need that admonition. Trust me, they do. They do. And sometimes it was more harm and more disaster than young people. So you have to keep it in your mind now and always.
I think the reality of the situation is this. Yes, it's important, you know, seeking a mate. But really the important relationship in my life, first, foremost, primary, before anything else, has to be with the Lord. I can look for a wife forever, but if my relationship with the Lord isn't right, I may find a wife, but I'm not going to be happy. What's the purpose of finding a mate? Finding someone that will help you, will bring joy. The relationship between Christ and the assembly. That's it. That's the key. So, you know, everyone, myself including, that's looking for a mate, we got to first focus on my relationship with the Lord. When my relationship with Him is right, then it's
just because you need a base to work from, you know, there has to be a foundation first. I hate to do this, but I can bring mathematics into this. And that's serious. You can't go on to calculus until you have algebra strongly, a strong algebra foundation. If you go into a marriage or any type of relationship without a strong relationship with the Lord, it will fail, you know, or it will at least be a miserable relationship. And you need that strong foundation, that strong connection before you can move on, you know, to relationships or deep relationships with other, with a woman or a man.
Let's support with the scripture.